Now the keys are sorted, but let's suppose that we use a previous version of Python and the keys are not ordered. How could we print the keys in a sorted order? Then we could write d.keys returns an iterator. We make a sorted list of it and then print just the key. That is d.keys. How do you think we could access the values? D.values. It's also an iterator. Let's make a list of it. Alpha, beta, gamma. Okay. Now let's print each key and the corresponding value. For key in D, and let's print the key. Let's print an arrow, and we have the key, and we want to access the value that belongs to this key. So we write this. Between square brackets, we provide the key. And then we can access both of them. And there is another way to go over the pairs, the key value pairs. It is called d.items. It's also an iterator. So d.items, it's a bit similar to the enumerate iterator. It returns a list of tuples. Each tuple has two elements, the key and the value. So if you want to go through a dictionary and you want to work with the key value pairs, you can write the following. So, d.items is an iterator. It returns each time a tuple. The tuple contains the current key and its corresponding value. Here on the left side, we have two variables. So it will do value unpacking. So in each loop, we have the current key and the corresponding value. We print them, and this way we can go through the elements in a dictionary. Here is an exercise, dictionary1.py. It's here in the Python basics, dictionary one. And try to solve it now. We have a text represented as a multi-line text And we want to count the frequency of the words. So we want to print each word, and next to it, we want to print how many times it is present in the text. Do not make a difference between lowercase and uppercase words. So for instance, if you have U in the text, and if you have U with capital Y and lowercase I, they should be treated as the same word. So the word, in this case, the word U is present twice. So do not make a difference between them. And there are also punctuation marks in the text, like dot, comma, question mark, apostrophe, and so on. You don't need to remove them. It can be a homework to clean the text from the punctuation marks. At the moment, for this simple exercise, you can leave them in the text. So for instance, if you have the, and if you have the comma, you can treat them as two different words. Don't bother about it at the moment. Let's see what you remember of.
We were counting the words from our national poetry, Kalevala.
Aha.
How many words is there? It has about 65,000 words, I think. Or 90,000 words. Where you start? It's one line to read the file to string and then or string list and then continue.
Thank you. So we have a big string, a large string, which contains the text. And we want to work with the words in it. How can we access the words? How can you convert the text to a list of words?
It's a bit difficult.
In Python, it's simple. Simply, you call a split. Mm-hmm. So this is a global constant, text, and we treat it as a multi-line text. Which data structure should we use here? Can we use a dictionary? Somebody? Yes, of course. What will be the key? The word and the corresponding value.
The word.
Mm-hmm. The frequency of the word. Yes. How many times it's present. So we will need a dictionary. Let's create an empty one. Then, the lowercase and uppercase characters are not differentiated. How can we do that? We can convert the whole text to lowercase, for instance. So, we have the text. We make it lowercase, and then we call split. And now we have the words in a list. If you do not provide any parameter for split, then it will split the text up by the white spaces. And now we need the loop over the words.
Keep space and carriage it both as a separator.
Yeah, they are treated as separators.
So without any parameter, it's any white space.
Any white space. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about commas?
We do not care about them at the moment.
Because that's why it's difficult.
Yeah.
Because you have commas and those quarters and marks. And
I leave it as a homework.
Okay.
Here we could. You can write another function for cleaning. It receives the text, or it receives the words, and you try to remove these punctuation marks, but we do not care about that at the moment. So, Oh, yeah, that's also good. Try to do it manually without using count. It's also good. You can make a copy of it, but try to do it manually if you can. It is not guaranteed that DS exists.
Okay.
So if it doesn't exist, you need to verify if it exists or not. Here you do not need a set, because if you use a set on the words, you will lose the duplicates. And we want to count how many times a word is present. So we do not need to remove any duplicates. After the S, you also need a colon. And put that to a new line. Looks good. Now you need to just change the printing. At the top of the exercise, it is stated how, what kind of output you should produce.
Oh, okay.
That frequency. Yeah, it should be sorted at the end. Sort by words.
How do you do that?
You need to sort the keys.
I need to make, but then I need a list of the keys.
Sort it.
But then I can't iterate the original dictionary. I must iterate through the keys and...
It's not sorted yet. But I just stripped out all these special marks. So maybe I just make a list of it and then something else.
So, we need a loop to go over the words.
Why?
So W is just a word at this point. If you do not write anything there, it will split by every white space, tab, new line, and okay. So on. Could you write this part to the board? The body.